We're talking with Clifford England from McKee, Kentucky. He has extensive plantings of jujube and has a lot of experience with that crop there. Clifford, thanks for telling us a little bit about jujube, and tell me, how did you get started growing it, and tell me about your interest and experience with this crop.
Well, jujube's primary interest was developed back in the early 80s while I lived in Korea. I lived in Korea, South Korea, for 4 years. And my wife is from South Korea. And our interest was in a food staple. The crop is so versatile. It can be dried. It can be cooked into goods. It can be stored. It can be frozen. Anything you do with an apple, you can do with a jujube. However, jujubes are really high in amino acids, vitamins, and minerals, as much as 20 times compared to that of an apple. Very nutritious for you. Used medicinally in the East, throughout China, Korea, Japan.
And jujubes are sometimes called Chinese dates, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about trees, yeah.
A little bit about the jujube. The jujubes primarily came out of Syria, former Persia, Iran, Iraq, and the Chinese are taking claim to their fame because they have domesticated them and hybridized them over the last, I would say, 8,000 years. So it's a very old crop.
How many different kinds of, I know that there are many hundreds of cultivars, but how many different kinds of cultivars have you grown there on your farm and orchards thereabouts?
I would say easily, without doing a count, we have over 100 different cultivars.
Are there particular ones that have done better there in your East Kentucky location than others?
Yeah, jujubes are really site-specific. And some require a more arid desert-type climate. Some of them will not fruit in humid areas. Some of them will not fruit in wet, moist areas. So it is really a trial and error to get all this data down, such as varieties such as Lang Lai, Duwell, Shangxi Li. Is a huge fruit, produces very well. And then, of course, you have sugar cane. Sugar cane seems to be bulletproof in the fact that it will fruit in virtually any climate that you put it in. Sugar cane, honey jar does well. The ones you want to avoid that's commercially available are the varieties in this climate are like Sherwood, GA866, Chico. Some of those are commercially available but do not do well in the humid Southeast.
And for establishing a planting, are there particular methods that may be different from other tree crops in terms of weed control, those kinds of things, or is it pretty similar to establishing other tree crops?
Very much like establishing other tree crops. The only negative drawback that I have found with jujubes is if you till the soil near the roots, you will have thousands of suckers, thorny little rootstock suckers coming up. Now there's two advantages to that. Sure, you're busting up the soil and you're aerating the soil control. But you're also separating little micro pieces of root that will grow into a sucker that you can use for future rootstock. However, in the most commercial settings, that's not acceptable. And you want to control, some people will want to mow those or control those. We, however, find it advantageous because we can use those, harvest those suckers or those root shoots for rootstock.
What about diseases and insects? Anything that tends to get after the jujubes, or what's your experience with that?
There's really no insects that bother those. We have about 4 or 5 acres out of them. And there's really no insects other than this nasty little Asian ambrosia beetle and camphor beetle that can be really a nuisance. And that's the only time that these trees require spraying is in the spring. And that's just on the trunk. And you're spraying with something, some low paramethrin to control the bark beetles. Other than that, there is no insects. However, there is a disease, and as far as I know, it has not been made it to the United States yet. It's called witch's broom, which is a mycoplasm. And it is a major pest in parts of China. And the only way I know to control it is eradicate it by cutting and burning.
So how long after planting does it take for the trees to start producing fruit?
The next year.
The very next year. So a pretty small amount of fruit that next year, or how does it kind of increase in the years following?
The amount of fruit is based on the amount of root mass and the amount of limb structure, of course. But it will start out as a small crop and then grow exponentially as the tree does. However, one thing to take note here is jujube is really a tree of neglect, meaning that if you fertilize it, you will get a lot of growth, limb structure, growth, height, and larger tree. However, you will not get any fruit. Leading back to my statement that it is a tree of neglect, the least you do with this tree, the better it's going to produce.
And you found in your soil types and conditions there that it's a tree that can do well on soils that may be higher in clay content, or tell me a little bit about the soils that you're growing on.
Higher in clay content, rocky, poor soil, arid, and jujubes will thrive.
So in terms of bringing the fruit to market, certainly it could be a fit for someone that's already selling produce in farmers markets and on farm stands and those kinds of things, introducing a new fruit to consumers. But tell me a little bit about the kinds of marketing that maybe you're doing and just things that have worked for jujubes in your situation there and elsewhere in the U.S.
Well, we actually market jujubes through the internet, through the farmers markets, and locally. We, as well as the health food stores and the Asian produce stores, we get $5 a pound wholesale, $8 a pound retail. And you don't only market, it's not only marketed to the Asian communities, it's marketed to the Middle Eastern communities as well. So that's where our largest markets is, the Middle Eastern communities and the Asian markets.
Anything to keep in mind in terms of handling the fruit after it's come off the tree? Do you need to get it right to the consumer then, or how well does it keep, and how do you store it, those kinds of things?
This fruit keeps very well. As it comes off the tree, it will come off the tree in the brown or mahogany chestnut colored stage, and then it will immediately begin to dry some, which that just converts the carbohydrates into higher sugar content and makes it actually more palatable. Some people like them fresh and crunchy. However, others like them softer and drier, with a sponge texture. It is fruit that has a single pit, like an olive, and it stores extremely well. I mean, we've got about I don't know, 10 or 15 pounds in the deep freeze now that were dried and just stored in the deep freeze. And we've been consuming those all winter long up until now.
Is it hard to pick off the tree, or what's the labor needs like in terms of harvest there?
Well, we use picking baskets to pick the fruit. The drawback to this tree is it is a very thorny plant. Some cultivars are less thorny than others. However, some has no thorns. Some of them have egregious thorns, such as hooks, daggers, and spines. So it just varies between the cultivars. That's what makes Lang and Lye so popular, is the fact that they don't have very many thorns. However, the sweeter, more attractive fruits come off of the thorny plants.
Anything else that someone who's looking at adding some jujubes onto their acreage or farm might need to know before they begin?
Yes, consult somebody like ourselves or another grower that are familiar with the different cultivars. We have lots of cultivars, one such as that I imported from Shandong Province in 2006, just after I arrived back from a tour in Iraq in the military. It's called Shuzao. It ripens very late. For us, that's late October, November, while others come in October, August. August and September, there is different cultivars that will spread the fruit out over different ripening periods to give you fruit longer and to have a crop that's marketable longer. A lot of the fruit that we market, such as jujubes, however, come in after the farmers' markets is closed, so you have to find an alternative market. But as far as being a versatile fruit, it can be anything you can do with an apple, you can do with these. It's just a little expensive in terms of making apple pie or jujube pie.
Well, lots of good information and lots of information about both the things to be careful of and then the real advantages to this crop. Thank you so much for your time here. We've been talking with Clifford England from McKee, Kentucky. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.